Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this 11th Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, On Galilee's High Mountain. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the 11th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Luke chapter 13, verses 22 to 30. Jesus went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and traveling toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, Lord, will those who are saved be few? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us, then he will answer you, I do not know where you come from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. and people will come from east and west, and from north and south, and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, you have called us to enter your kingdom through the narrow door. Guide us by your word and spirit, and lead us now and always into the feast of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn of the day, Hark the Voice of Jesus Calling. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you encourage us again to reach out to the lost and unsaved with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that they too may be led onto heaven to live eternally with us. The words of St. Paul, that our Savior wants all men, including women and children, to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 13, with special attention to the following verses. And someone said to him, Lord, will those who are saved be few? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, Lord, will those who are saved be few? Have you ever asked yourself that kind of a question before? Yes, Lord, will those who are saved be few? Because that was precisely the question someone in the crowd asked Jesus as he was traveling through towns and villages on his way to Jerusalem, preaching and teaching about the kingdom of heaven. Yes, Lord, will those who are saved be few? And how did Jesus answer the question? Jesus said, strive to enter through the narrow door, For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. This became very clear and evident early on during Jesus' 3-year public ministry. Even though large crowds came to hear his preaching and teaching and were healed by Jesus, there were only a very few who were willing to make a commitment to follow him. That is precisely what Jesus said in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 7, beginning verse 13. The gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to hell, and there are many who travel it. The gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and few people find it. Yes, many choose to take the gate that is wide and to travel through the road that is easy, instead of the few who choose to take the gate that is narrow and the way that is hard and difficult. That is why Jesus urged them, saying, strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. And right now, that door with the gate that is narrow and the way that is hard, that leads to life, is still open, but only for a very short time. And why? Because the time will come when that door will suddenly be shut forever, and no one will be able to open it. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us, then he will answer you, I do not know where you come from. In other words, Jesus said that once he comes again, as he has promised us, he will shut that door and those standing outside will not be able to come in, even though they will ask him and plead with him to open it. Unfortunately, it is going to be too late. And they are going to find themselves in the same way the rich man did, who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day, while the poor man ate what fell from the rich man's table. When both died, the rich man pleaded and cried out, saying, Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire. He found out that his riches and earthly possessions could not save him. Not even Father Abraham could save him when he replied to the rich man, saying, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us. The door will be shut forever, and they will not be able to come in, even though they will claim, saying, Jesus, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But Jesus will reply, saying to them, I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. And that also continues to be true today. Many will eat and drink in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ and hear about his teaching, and yet refuse to accept him as their Savior. And why? Because they are more concerned about the here and now. Let's eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we shall die, rather than what Paul and Silas told the jailer in Acts chapter 16, beginning verse 30, when he asked him, what must I do to be saved? And they said to him, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. Even though most people today have heard of Jesus, they are not willing to make a commitment to believe in him as their Lord and Savior. Many of them believe that there is always going to be enough time to take care of it later by saying, I am too busy right now. or I have other more important things to take care of right now. Whatever it is, they procrastinate, and they never make a decision and a commitment to follow Jesus. And then there are those who believe that there is always going to be a second chance to be saved after they die to this world. Or what is even worse and more devastating, that there are other ways to be saved to the kingdom of heaven other than through Jesus Christ as the only way, the truth, and the life. Yes, on Judgment Day, they will acknowledge knowing Jesus as they ate and drank in His presence and heard about His teaching. But it is going to be too late. The words of Jesus in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 25, verse 41. Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Jesus will say to them, in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. Because that is precisely what happened to the rich man. As Father Abraham told him in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verse 25. Son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here and you are in agony. That is why it is so important that we who are saved make every effort and take every opportunity we have with the help and guidance of the Holy Spirit to save the unsaved so that the few may become many in the kingdom of heaven. St. Paul writes in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, that God our Savior wants all men, including women and children, to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. The words we sang in the hymn of the day, let none hear you idly saying, there is nothing I can do, while the multitudes are dying and the Master calls for you. Take the task he gives you gladly, let his work your pleasure be. Answer quickly when he calls you, here am I, send me, send me. And yet we must confess again this morning that we have not always been faithful to take the task. Jesus has given us gladly, saying, here am I, send me, send me. And that we have fallen short of the glory of God and neglected to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ with those who are still lost and unsaved to the kingdom of heaven. And unless we share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them, only a few are going to be saved to the kingdom of heaven, and many will find themselves standing outside the door and pleading just like the rich man did. Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire. So if you know of someone in your family, a friend, a neighbor, or someone at work or in our community who is lost and not saved, do not procrastinate, do not put it off, but to answer quickly when Jesus calls you saying, here am I, send me, send me. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today by the power and guidance of His Holy Spirit to reach out to the lost and unsaved with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that they too may be led on to heaven to live eternally with us. To make an effort to renew our commitment to Jesus and take every opportunity we have to reach out to the unsaved, in our own backyard, right here in the Big Bear Valley, so that the few may indeed become many in the kingdom of heaven. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the opening hymn, Lord, gather all your children wherever they may be, and lead them on to heaven to live eternally. The lives that my life touches, however great or small, let them through me see Jesus, who served and saves us all. Yes, let them through me see Jesus, in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always as we reach out to the lost and unsaved with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that they too may be led on to heaven to live eternally with us. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, Lift High the Cross, the Love of Christ Proclaim. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this 11th Sunday after Pentecost, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Jesus shall reign. Amen.